you so much for your comments about RipBurner. Comment even more now.
All right. Thanks, Microsoft Sam. You're such a great help. Anyway, I got some of your comments about RipBurner, and there's that stupid RipBurner again. Okay, he's walking on the sidewalk outside my house. He's coming to my door. He's just knocked. Hey, guys! What's up? This is RipBurner reporting for duty. Get out of my podcast. Okay, this time I'm seriously... I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell Bob Burner. Your mom. I mean, I love Bob. So funny. Because this is another thing I love about RipBurner. That's so I can make fun of him. His mom's name is Bob. Bob Burner, you know? So funny. Because, like I told you in the last podcast, his grandma, when she had his mom, she wasn't the smartest of all. And, okay, I'll tell them the rest. And, you know how babies, like, don't have any hair when they come out? Well, it's a style for boys. And, my grandmother, she thought she was a boy because of that, and she named him Bob. So that's why. But anyway, Marshall said, actually, yes, I did. Marshall said that I, RipBurner, could talk for a little while to you guys. It's so sad. I mean, it's so great. I don't know what to say. Oh, I'm so happy. Okay, thank you, Marshall Steves. It's Marshall Steves, not Marshall Steves. Or however you say it. We say it like Marshall Steves. It's not Marshall Steves, or however you say it. It's Marshall Steves. Man, what's wrong with you? Nothing is wrong with me. Okay, anyway, I'm going to talk about the coolest thing ever. And don't blame me for saying this. But this is the coolest thing ever. It's the coolest thing ever you guys have ever heard. It is the pillow. And you know why the pillow is the coolest thing ever? Tons of people use it every day. People are using it right now as I speak. And you know what? I'm going to put it right here. It's on my head right now as I speak about it. The pillow is so cool. Everybody uses it. And it's so soft. Dude! Pillows? You really are a nerd. Not that I didn't think he was. But man, if someone thinks a pillow is cool, that's really sad, you know? A pillow. We use them every day. They're not cool. Then what is cool? Oh, I know the coolest thing ever. Okay, you ready? Yeah, it better be good. Or, you know what? I might just get the president's permission and ban you forever from my house. If this isn't cool. Okay. I'll try to make this as cool as I can. Okay. You ready? This is really cool. This is really hard to say. I have trouble saying it. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
What did you just say?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Dude, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, that's how you say it. Well,
however
you say it. Okay, I gotta say something to you guys. And RipBurner, please don't get into this. Alright, I saw some of your comments about RipBurner. They're hilarious. I love them. Okay, so, one guy, Jordy Hearn, he's my friend at school. By the way,
I heard Jordy Hearn. This is Rick Berner, by the way. I heard Jordy Hearn at school. He said I have an accent. This is not an accent. It's just, if I had an accent, I would speak another language before I spoke English. I did not speak any other language before English. It's probably just because my mom's name is Bob. I don't like to talk about her, though, because she's embarrassed by her name.
Alright, well, whatever. But I saw this, one guy's, comment, George Hearn. Jordy Hearn, actually. His real name is George, but...
But just good on with it.
Why would you care, Rick Berner? Get out of my way. Alright. Well, I saw him, Jordy Hearn's comment, and it said, how about you post a picture of Rick Berner, on your podcast? And I thought, you know, that's a great idea. So I am going to get, after this podcast, I'm going to get a picture of Rick Berner.
No, you're not. I'm not going to let you.
Well, you know what? You're always at my house anyway. You know, how many times have I let you come here?
Oh, 100 million?
Exactly. So I'm going to get a picture of you. There's no stopping me. I'm going to get a picture of you, and I'm going to post it all over the internet. So, Jordy Hearn, thanks for that comment. I can't think of a better comment than that. So thank you, Jordy. So, thanks for that comment, because everybody is going to be laughing when you see him.
Another note. I do not look funny.
Dude, I look good. I look good. And me compared to you, I'm at 100. You're at negative 100.
No, I'm not. In fact, one girl asked me out the other day. She's the prettiest in the class.
Yeah. She's the nerdiest girl ever.
Uh-huh. The nerdiest girl in the face of the earth.
Her name is Wilmington. Wilmington Glue. Everyone makes fun of her name. You know what we call her? Elmer. Because Elmer's glue. You know, I was just about to laugh like a nerd, and you know what? I'm not going to do that.
She may be... She is not the nerdiest girl on the face of the earth. I love her. We are dating.
Get out. I mean, this is crazy. Alright, well, I gotta go. Well, wait. Okay. You know what? Rick Berner said he wanted to talk to you guys. I'm gonna let him.
Okay, guys. Thank you. Rick Berner here reporting for duty. Okay. Now, I'm going to talk about the coolest thing on the face of the earth. And you know what that is? Okay, you ready? It's sidewalks. Sidewalks are all over the earth. And you know what? They're specially made for walking. That's the part I love about them. Also, roads are really cool. But you know what? You can tell which one to rock walk on because one's a different color than the other. Oh, it's such a brilliant idea. I can't believe I didn't think of that before. Well, I'm just going to talk a little bit about them first.
You know what, dude? Those aren't really cool, but I'm just going to let you go with it today. Kind of embarrass yourself, you know?
I'm not going to embarrass myself. Anyway, sidewalks are the coolest ever. They even have cracks. And some people say, if you step on one of the cracks, it'll break your mother's back. I have to say that's true. One time I stepped on a crack, my mother slipped on an ice cube and broke her back. She hasn't been the same ever since. So now, I avoid the cracks. And I try to fill them in as I go. I fill them in with glue. So, I'll never... My mom will never suffer like that again. Okay, well, that's enough about sidewalks for today. See you on my next segment in the next podcast.
Who says I'm ever gonna let you be in the next podcast? You're lucky I let you talk about stupid sidewalks. What's so cool about them?
Dogs pee on the signs beside them. And you know what dog's pee is made out of? An ingredient in leaves.
That's not true, dude. That is totally not true. Okay, well, anyway.
Yes, it is. It's true. I'm a nerd. I should know.
I don't care if it's true or not. Alright, well, we're gonna go. I wanna hear more comments about that Rick Berner, you know? Stupid Rick Berner.
I am not stupid! I am the coolest guy on the face of the earth!
Dude, you're the nerdiest guy on the face of the earth. Alright, well, guys, I will get that picture to you. And I hope you're laughing at it, because it's going to be really funny. So, alright. Gonna go now, so. Let's hear. I'm going to give that picture to you, so I want to hear more comments about Rick Berner. And I especially like the bad ones, because they're really funny, you know.
I do not like the bad ones, because they're bad, and I don't feel that's right. Because it's just not nice to say bad things about people.
Hey, well, you're Rick Berner. It's okay to say bad things about you, you know?
No, it's not.
Alright, get out. Get out. And I really hope he's not on the... Guys, I'll try to prevent him from not being on the latest, on the next podcast, because he's really annoying. So you'll see everything once I put that picture on. But anyway, all right. I want more comments because I'm giving you that picture, guys. So I want more comments. So see you on the next podcast
with Rick Berner.
No, Rick Berner is hopefully never not going to be on the next podcast. So all right, bye.